Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, August the 22nd, 2021, 19 minutes past the hour. I do want to let you know that Mayor Scott Schertzer will be on in hour number two this morning. Pre-election, we are 1 week away from Election Day. And don't forget, Candidates Night will be here on WWGH Radio on Thursday at 7:10 p.m. City Council and Treasurer races here in the city of Marion. But we're going to kick off this Tuesday, as we do every Tuesday, for about 15 minutes with the Marion Public Health Commissioner, Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Tracy, how are the COVID numbers in Marion at this point?
Well, we are starting to see a drop. So we're currently seeing 20 to 30 cases a day. I think when I was on last time, we were more like 80. So we are dropping, which is great, but we're still in an extremely high incidence level. So we are still up well over 400 cases over a two-week period. And remember, we need that number to be less than 65 in a two-week period to kind of go below that high incidence level that the CDC establishes. So we're on our way, but we have a long way to go.
With the highly contagious Delta variant and it getting colder outside, is there any reasoning as to why the number is dropping?
I think, you know, you get a sort of big surge. We've seen that through the entire pandemic. You get a big surge. It was likely when people started coming off of the summer, people started getting very active, and then school started, and so there was a lot of people really close to each other that helped spread the virus, and we're coming off of that surge, and I think we'll be off of this surge for a few weeks, and then we'll start to surge again when the holidays happen and everybody gets back together. So it's kind of been the ebb and flow of the virus the whole time.
You know, Tracy, the biggest questions I hear now are really from the vaccinated people, which I think, where are we vaccinated in Marion County at this point?
We finally hit 46%.
46%. So definitely under half. But the question I hear, how do we know how many vaccinated people are getting this illness, COVID?
We don't really have the capability at the local level to run a report that shows us how many of the cases have been vaccinated versus haven't. They have it on the state level if you go to the Corona website. So they are posting that breakthrough case number on there. And I'm actually, I pulled up my computer so I could help answer some of your questions, hopefully. So if I go to that right now, this is statewide. Actually, it's not cases. It's only hospitalizations and deaths. But for hospitalized people, among the fully vaccinated, there's been 1,400. And among people who are not vaccinated, it's 32,000. So that just kind of gives you an idea.
Yeah. Do we know if you are vaccinated, what you feel like if you contract COVID-19? Because we're now into cold and flu season. They say the flu is going to be 10 times worse this year than it's been in the past. How do you know if you have COVID or if you have the flu?
Well, that was the same problem we kind of had last year during cold and flu season, because the symptoms mimic each other. And so really the way to tell is to get tested. And we have tests available at the health department. You can come by and pick up a test or two if you'd like, just to have them in case you do become symptomatic. We're open from 8 to 4:30, and So that's the best way to tell, because the symptoms are very similar, the cough, the sore throat, the headache, those kinds of things. And when you've been vaccinated, your symptoms are more mild than you might have seen if you were not vaccinated, which, you know, can make it confusing as to whether it's just a cold or not. So the best way is to get tested.
When it comes to the breakthrough cases and people contracting COVID-19, do you have to be somewhat immune compromised, or can you just be 35 years old and perfectly healthy and fully vaccinated and still get COVID-19 to the degree that it could take your life?
From my understanding with the physicians, the people who are fully vaccinated and who are passing away from COVID are typically those immune compromised older adults. That's not to say that there's nobody that's in the younger, healthier stage that hasn't passed away. I don't know that for sure. But overall, it has been either severely immune compromised or elderly for the most part.
When it comes to the booster shot, what does this do? If you were one of the first who went in and got the Pfizer vaccine, the double shot back in the first part of this year, are you still fully vaccinated, or do you need the booster to be fully vaccinated?
You are still considered fully vaccinated if you've had the two-dose series. So for purposes of being labeled as fully vaccinated, you don't have to get the booster shot. And so the booster, they're just finding that the vaccine is starting to lose a little bit of its effectiveness. So the booster just pops it back up to where it was and helps to sustain it there for a longer period of time. And so that's common with, you know, some of our hepatitis vaccines and other vaccines that kids get. After a few months, you know, you have to get that booster and then it maintains you.
I was reading an article last week that was in a lot of the major newspapers across the country that has research. There is research now, I guess, that says if you have had COVID and survived it and had your vaccination, that this might be the best way to be protected at this point.
Yeah, I did see that too. And, you know, it kind of makes sense. What we're doing with the vaccine is trying to introduce what this looks like to our immune system and create an immune response so that when we get the virus, it recognizes it and already knows how to fight it off. That's what vaccines basically are for. And so when we get the vaccine, it's learning how to fight it off. And then if you had COVID, it was learning to fight it off. So it's just sort of another step within there. But the good thing about the vaccine is, you know, we would rather fight it off with the vaccine than the actual infection, because we don't know how that infection is going to hit us. So you're better off to get vaccinated and not try to wait to catch COVID and hope you survive it in order to get your immunity.
Do we know if you can get COVID twice at this point?
I think you can. I think we have seen those cases. I don't have numbers on that. If you have COVID, you don't have to quarantine or isolate if you've been exposed to somebody for 90 days, but then after that you would, and then you have the possibility of converting back to being COVID positive again.
We are now, I believe, 30 days from today is Thanksgiving. This is when people get together, families get together. Christmas, the same thing. I guess that would be 60 days from today would be Christmas. What is going to happen here? Because last year, that's when we saw the biggest surge. I think we did surpass that earlier on in our late summer, I guess, this year. What could this winter look like? And is it expected to look like that with 46% of people vaccinated?
Yeah, I would say we are on track to look like we did last year around the holidays, because we don't have enough people vaccinated. So that gives us, we have time. Your vaccinations, if you get Moderna, are 30 days apart or 3 weeks apart if you get Pfizer. So if people would come in and get vaccinated now, we could stop that surge from happening again after the holidays. So that's really what we're gearing toward, is for people to look ahead to, you want to do those events and you want to do them safely and you don't want to lose somebody because of a Christmas party or whatever. So come in and get vaccinated. It's it is the only way we're going to end this pandemic.
You know, Tracy, last year, nobody liked not getting together on Thanksgiving and not getting together on Christmas. There was no vaccination last year at holiday time. People got together anyways, and it did cause a surge. This year, there is an option, but people are not taking this option. We are, what now, 10 months into the vaccine. It's free. It's readily available. And in Marion County, we're not even at 50%. Is there any explanation? What do people say?
I hear a lot people saying that nobody's going to tell them they have to get vaccinated. And so there's that, I think, human nature against somebody thinking they're being told they have to do something. But then there is also just the old-fashioned fear of needles. We see that a lot in the people who are coming in trying to force themselves to get vaccinated, even though they really don't like needles, kind of have a rough time there at the beginning while they're waiting. So I think that fear of needles, even as adults, is very real. People just don't like that, and if they have the choice, they're not going to do it. And they're always surprised afterwards because these needles are so tiny, you don't even feel them. And so they can't even believe that they actually did get the vaccine. We have to show them the empty syringe so they know they got vaccinated because you don't feel it. So I do think that that is a legitimate concern for people. They just don't like needles.
I want to cover two quick areas here before this week's time is up. And one is the masks, because what I notice in public places now, and I assume it will stay this way through the holidays, our employees in grocery stores, department stores, places like that, are being asked to wear the mask, vaccinated or not, but the customers are not. Now, I remember at one point during this, the theory was the mask only protects the other person, that if you have COVID, I can't spread it to you if I have the mask on. So are any of these people wearing masks if the entire population of the store that's coming in to shop is not wearing them, and only the employees? Are the employees protected at all?
They are getting some protection. I can't remember the percentage. There's a percentage that if I'm wearing my mask but you're not, how much I'm protected. I feel like it's in the 50% to 60%, but don't quote me on that. So they are getting some protection that way. They are not getting the full protection that they deserve because we're not wearing masks when we go into the stores. But they do get some sort of protection from wearing them just on their own.
And the other question this week, Tracy, vaccination clinics, when can people get vaccinated as well for COVID as well as for the flu?
The flu shots, we are running our regular clinics on Mondays, so you can call in and make an appointment for your flu shot, or you can get that really in any pharmacy or doctor's office if you prefer. And then for COVID-19, usually our clinics are on Thursdays. This week it's going to be on Wednesday, and you can call and make an appointment at the health department to get your COVID-19 shot. We still do have the $100 gift cards that we're giving out for people getting their first dose. We don't yet have the Moderna. We've got it on order to start Moderna boosters. So right now we are doing Pfizer boosters, and hopefully, if not this week, then early next week we'll be able to, secure that Moderna and be able to start Moderna boosters next Thursday. So call the health department at 740-387-6520 to schedule your appointment. And then don't forget to come in and pick up some tests. And the way the tests work is, you download an app, and then your test is proctored by a nurse. They walk you through the process of doing the test, and they look at your results for you so that you have somebody who observed it, and they can actually enter those results into the database so we see your positive results. So it's a real easy way to get tested.
And when it comes to the booster right now, if you are over, what are the regulations for the booster at this point? Is it an age thing or where you work or high populated area to get the booster?
It's kind of both. We're focusing on people who are over the age of 65, people who have an immune compromised system, people who work in a high risk environment, so healthcare workers and things like that. But really, if you consider yourself to be high risk, we're not asking where you work or if you're immune compromised. We're giving the the boosters to anybody who feels like they need it. So if you feel like you're working in a grocery store or someplace like that where you're around a lot of people, by all means, come in and get that booster.
Do we know if we'll have to get the booster every year?
I think it will become like a flu shot. So I don't think it will be necessarily a booster where we're boosting our first dose. It will just be a new vaccine every year like we do the flu shot.
Tracy, I appreciate the information, and I will talk with you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. So there you go, all the information you want to know about COVID-19 at this point. And my microphone, again, has been doing funny things this morning. You know, it's been doing funny things for the last few days. Hopefully, everybody can hear me just fine this morning. Okay, what do we want to talk about here this morning on the air? Let's see. Okay, I think that's better. For now, that'll be better. What do we want to talk about here? Oh, okay. You know, this morning, I went... Oh, by the way, if you have any questions in regard to what Tracy had to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, and we can talk about what Tracy had to say. Boy, I'll tell you, these microphones, you know, don't ever work in a place where there are electronics. It can be a little difficult. There we are. I think we're okay. I'm going to have to tape that button down so nobody touches it. Now, any questions in regard to COVID, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. It was kind of a quiet morning yesterday. Let's see here. The barometer has moved. I told you we now have a barometer in the studio. I marked it yesterday, and we were at 29.5, and today we are at 29.7. Now, that's still in the change area, although I have no idea what it means. So, if you were to ask me what the barometer readings mean, I have no idea. I know we're still in the change section of the barometer, but I don't know exactly what we're changing or what we're doing in regard to that. This morning, I want to tell you about an act of kindness that I had. I was at McDonald's this morning, and it was a fairly short line, which was nice. And I pulled in, I ordered my drink, and I was waiting to go through the line. And you know, you get to that point at the line where both lines are coming together. And there was a really big truck. You know, we all love to drive really big trucks in this area. There was a really big black truck with tinted windows next to me. And, you know, you kind of have to jockey for positions at that point because nobody really knows who ordered first. So we started to move in the line, and I saw the truck wasn't moving. So I started to move, and then the truck started to move, and I thought, well, I really don't want to get into a traffic accident with this truck. So I just waved the truck ahead, and they had tinted windows, so I really couldn't even see if they were thanking me or waving to me or what they were doing. But the truck went ahead of me, so we go through the line, and I get up to the window to pay, and the lady said, well, the person in front of you paid for you. So I appreciate that. If that person's out there listening this morning, or somebody knows who that is who's driving a big black truck, like we'll ever be able to figure that out. I appreciate that. That was a nice act of kindness, and obviously they were either happy that I let them in line in front of me, or they were just trying to pay it forward. We love to talk about that now, paying it forward. So I appreciate that this morning at McDonald's. Now, does anybody have an act of kindness they would like to share? I know we have a lot of people doing really nice things in the community. Does anybody have anything to share? And also, I want to let people know that the neighborhood supper, the drive-through supper, a warm meal in a container you can just take home, will be provided free of charge. Just stop by the church, and it will be delivered to your car. That's today, Tuesday, October the 26th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. That's 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Chili soup, ham and cheese sandwich, crackers, banana pudding dessert. Oh man, the banana pudding dessert. One of my favorites. And bottled water. We ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everyone is welcome. Come and be fed. Well, how about that? St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. So what, about 15 minutes from here? Totally free. Chili, ham and cheese sandwich, banana pudding dessert, 5 to 6:30 tonight, October the 26th. What a nice thing St. Paul's Lutheran Church is doing there in Waldo. A lot of nice things like that. 39 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody have any idea how to read this barometer? We had nobody who knew yesterday and nobody who knows today. Apparently, barometers are just hard to read, and that's the way it is. Now, something I wanted to get in this morning. Last week, I think it might have been a week ago now, we started to do a Family Feud category, and we never got it finished. And I know people don't like that when we don't get the category finished. So let's try to finish this category that we never got finished last week. Now, the category was name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Now, the guesses we had were bad weather, animals, zombies, and a fire. There are still two answers left on this list. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. That's the category. Now remember, we've got bad weather, we've got animals, we've got zombies, and we've got a fire. There are still two answers left on the list. The number four answer is still on the list, and the number six answer is still on the list. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Does anybody have a guess? We started this, I think it was early last week, and we never got through it. 41 minutes past the hour here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers here? Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Any guesses out there this morning? Bad weather, animals, zombies, fire and smoke. Those are the answers we have. There are still two answers out there. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. I can think of a whole lot of things that would make me want to stay inside if I saw them outside. Two answers still remain. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your ex-wife.
Your ex-wife? Oh, do you have one of those that comes around?
Oh. No, I don't. I just thought it was a good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer. You don't want them coming around. That's trouble. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you wouldn't want your ex-wife outside mulling around. That could be a bad thing. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Does anybody know what the remaining two answers here are in this category? 740-383-9944. Remember, we've got bad weather, we've got animals, we've got zombies, and we've got fire and smoke. Now, I'm trying to think of maybe even a hint that I could help you with here on these, but they're kind of difficult. Go ahead, caller.
How about your neighbor?
Your neighbor? No neighbors on the list, but there are some people I think we don't want to stay away from.
Yeah.
Thank you. No neighbor on the list today. Your neighbor does not pop up on this list. Name something that you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. We remember, we've got the bad weather, We've got the animals. We've got the zombies. We've got the fire. But two answers still remain. What would these two answers be? 43 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Your mother-in-law.
Absolutely, your mother-in-law floating around out there. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Your mother-in-law, absolutely. A lot of people don't want the old mother-in-law floating around outside your house. When she comes over, get under the covers. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Does anybody know what the last two answers are? 740-383-9944. We've got bad weather, animals, zombies, fire, smoke. Still two answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
How about people fighting?
People fighting. Good guess. Not on the list, though. Certainly, you don't want people fighting. Not on the list. Those neighborhood fights can get a little roughneck. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Okay, here comes another guest down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good. How have you been? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, treat me like if it ain't one thing, it's another.
I know. That's the way it is this time of year.
Sometimes I don't even know which way I'm going and which way I'm coming. I even forget where I live, forget my name and everything else. But anyway, about the snow. Snow. I hate snow. And it says open the door and it's big snow and I don't want to go out. Is that what it be, snow?
You know, that's a good guess. Snow's not on the list, but I agree with you. Nobody wants to go out in the snow.
Well, I don't want to hold up the line, so take care. God bless you. And I hope if somebody calls in and gets that answer. I ain't got no idea what it might be, so I just thought I'd call in and say snow. Nobody says nothing about snow. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We always like hearing from our longtime listeners. That is for sure. You know, somebody's going to come in here and fix this microphone one day, so I don't have to mess with this every morning. Okay, the question is, name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Snow was a good guess, but not the answer we're looking for today. Name something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. 46 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
How about a law enforcement officer?
Well, that can make you hide under the bed as well. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thanks.
No law enforcement officer on the list today. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. That's what we're looking for today. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the book writers about our favorite baseball players and announcers. I was on the phone. It's possible I was trying to text Geraldo. I'm not going to say exactly whom I was speaking with. Did somebody say a snake? Because that would probably scare a few people.
You know, I think snake probably falls in the animal category.
Oh, okay, I wasn't quite. And law enforcement officer was there. How about like a IRS agent?
No IRS agent on here.
Or a last guess, like your ex, or maybe a person you don't really want to talk to. An ex would be a good answer.
No, not on the list.
That's a good one, though.
Somebody said your ex-wife a few minutes ago. Nobody wants that either.
Just think, you know, speaking of Geraldo, just think of maybe Geraldo is here being interviewed by you and me and Glenn, which we know is going to happen within the next five weeks.
Now, wait a second. Now, who said there's going to be interviewed by you and me and Glenn?
Oh, I did.
No. This is
because
mono and mono.
Glenn's going to transport him. And I think me and Geraldo would be quite a... That would be a broadcasting spectacle for the ages.
Well, you have to get your own Geraldo journal for that. We're talking about mono y mono here with me and Geraldo.
But I'm thinking if we were doing that, and Geraldo's ex maybe knocked on the door, that would be certainly quite a spectacle also.
He has a few of those, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that pretty girl that he was photographed with in New York City. That would certainly be a radio event for the ages.
You are fixated on this girl he was with. It's his wife,
well,
isn't
quite,
it?
You saw she's quite attractive.
Well, I mean, that's okay, but
she... saw the photo, I mean...
It's his wife, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't really aware of his romantic situation.
Why? Well, I thought
you asked Dr. Ruth about her romantic.
Yeah, but I thought the post said celebrating my anniversary.
Yeah, well, it could just be of dating or something. Remember, because even Dr. Ruth, she wouldn't tell you about her romantic status. So who knows? But no, I'm sure when Geraldo comes by, which we know he will, maybe he will.
Did you send him some green carnations?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I think I had some wild ones growing in my yard.
Well, there you go. So, get those in there.
Okay, well, I'll keep thinking, but some good answers so far. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, yeah, today's Geraldo Journal entry, October 26th, did not hear from Geraldo. Well, I'm glad Adam reminded me of that, so we got that in this morning. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. We've got bad weather. We've got animals. We've got zombies. We've got fire and smoke. Still two answers left. 740-383-9944. Who's going to get the answers here? Who's going to get the answers? 740-383-9944. Two answers left. What could it be? Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Now, I think all the weather has been taken care of. Bad weather. All the animals have been taken care of. Zombies have been taken care of. Fire and smoke have been taken care of. Who's ever seen a zombie outside? Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said Jehovah Witnesses?
Do they still come around? I haven't had one on my doorstep in quite some time.
I don't think I've ever had one on mine. I've seen them around, though, yeah.
No, I've seen them on my doorstep, but it's been quite a few years. No Jehovah's Witness on the list. What a shame.
Well, it was just a wild guess.
Well, we'll take wild guesses and moderate guesses.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm up to Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper. Now, has he ever come in knocking on your door?
Never have.
It is Halloween time, you know.
Yeah.
No Grim Reaper on the list.
Okay.
But a very festive Halloween answer, to be sure. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
Bill collector.
Bill collector. Nobody wants those bill collectors. Not on the list, but a good guess. No bill collector on the list this morning. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio. Time, go ahead, caller.
I'm still giggling over Jehovah's Witnesses. That is a great answer. I'm going to give a cerebral answer, Scott. It's probably not going to be there, but like poison ivy, if you're at somebody's house and you see that they've got poison ivy or some other poisonous plant or maybe even like a Venus flytrap, not the WKRP DJ, but the actual plant, might that scare you? I doubt that'll be there, but I thought that was a good answer.
Not on the list, but it might scare you.
Okay, but yeah, my favorite answer, Jehovah's Witness, and again, an ex or someone knocking on your door that you don't really want to talk to.
Have you ever had this trouble?
I think a few years ago it might have happened. I mean, the Jerry Springer show pretty much covers that kind of stuff. It seems like every episode is something about an ex coming back into somebody's life.
Did they bust your door off the hinges or anything trying to get in?
No, not quite that bad.
You know the thing about it.
I'm still seeing one of Geraldo's exes coming by when she finds out that he's here in Marion being interviewed by Yumi and Glenn.
I think Yumi and Glenn. Now, when did this come about?
Well, I think Geraldo and Glenn would be an intriguing conversation.
Well,
and, I think Geraldo would like my wisecracks, and you, interviewer to the stars, of course, you would be the main interviewer.
Yes, but see, I don't think a joint interview is the way to get him here.
Right, and Glenn said he'd be the chauffeur, and I'll be happy to chauffeur him because that's kind of what I did for Thunderbolt. But I think maybe I just do it when we cross a state line.
The Cleveland
Airport is pretty easy drive. It's on the southwest side. It's a straight shot into Marion.
No, hang there for a second, Adam, because we have to step out here for very important station identification.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spear on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Go ahead.
Who was that?
It was Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters. It's kind of hard to hear on the phone. Yeah, Barbara Walters, of course. I was thinking Barbara. I have a Barbara Eden's autograph.
It was Barbara Stanwyck or somebody? It was Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
We were talking
Barbara
about
Bush.
News giants, yeah. And I played the number one news giant.
Yeah, it wasn't Barbara Bush. Well, I think Geraldo might take issue with that because he thinks he's the king of the news. And
I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, although he does have a bit of an ego.
I don't care. I heard earlier this year he punched. Now, look at this. Before this hour is up, Adam, here's what I want you to do. Now, here's a quick task that'll be easy. Google Geraldo punching a white supremacist. Now, see if that really happened.
I'm at my desk, so Geraldo punching
white supremacist. I think this happened, and he got put in a holding cell. Now, this happened this year.
Yeah.
This year.
No, Geraldo Rivera's, this was 1988.
No, I'm talking about 2021. Geraldo punching a white supremacist, and he got put in a holding cell.
Punched. Everything is okay. Here it is, January 28th, 2021. This is actually a throwback to when it happened in 1988, I believe.
Is it? So he did not punch a white supremacist.
WTAM's website, which as you might have heard my show yesterday, Scott, I really got on them for calling us a little station. How dare they call us little? They're the little station.
Right, but now, so what happened there? Was this he didn't
November,
punch anybody
November
this year?
Of 1988, the melee broke out Thursday, which would have been the day before that, when a young white supremacist uttered racist remarks, prompting black civil rights leader, putting an ad here, Roy Ennis, to grab him by the neck. Pushing and shoving followed. Skinheads stormed the stage, and chairs and punches were thrown.
Oh, okay. So it's just a throwback.
I've been in plenty of scrapes before, but never in a studio.
Well, there we go. So he's been in scrapes. Okay, we're going to...
Yeah, I mean, although he's intense, and this certainly was a very tenuous situation. But, yeah, things to talk about. He would just be a fascinating interview. I look forward to him coming into our studio in our not-so-little station.
But this Jimmy and Glenn thing...
We'll show Rob and his boss how little we are.
Yeah, but
they're the ones who are little.
You, me, and Glenn. Now, I've not signed the paperwork on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. You can be the main interviewer.
When I don't like people around me when I'm interviewing. It's not like The View. We're not The View here.
But it's okay. Well, we'll figure something out. Nothing else. My ears will be glued to the radio or some other place while you interview Geraldo, because it will certainly be one of the radio appearances for the ages.
Well, it'll be for the ages.
I'm looking forward to it. I will be counting the seconds until the interview starts, once we get him here, and once he realizes that we're not little. It's his station that is little. They're just jealous. I can't stand when jealous people in the business go ahead and rag on you. They know we're not little. I just didn't like that comment one bit.
Well, I think you should call up there and give it to him.
I mean, it's the station manager. It's his brain that's little, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, we want to get a few more guests.
I'd like to know how many times they've talked to Bill Cosby. How many times that Mary Ellen Withrow has come by and just like having a cup of coffee with a friend. How many times a former governor has come by. And how many times that Sam Donaldson has called them and wished someone a happy milestone birthday. When they can answer those questions affirmatively, then I'll go ahead and let them call us little. But you and I both know they won't be able to.
Well, I think you should write an email to them. Get it off your chest.
I very well might, because they got me fired up. And if you heard me yesterday, I was really ragging on them.
All right. Well, there you go. Get involved.
Okay. Have a good day, Scott.
Okay. All right. There we go. Okay. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Maybe Geraldo at this point. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'd let the callers call in and ask him some questions, too.
Well, no, I don't mind letting the callers call in because I think that's good radio, but I just don't... Could you understand why I would not want three people trying to interview one man at the same time?
See, I don't think that'd go over too good, but see, I want to call in and ask him what he thought about you calling him nuts and stuff like that. And see if
so
I can
you want to egg a fight on is what you want to do.
Right, I want to see if he's going to punch you.
Now, let me see if you can hear Barbara Walters here. We're going to step out again for Barbara Walters.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, I can hear that good. I think he needs clean wax out of his ears or something.
Stacks of wax in Adam's ears. I don't know. I thought Barbara sounded good there.
Oh, she did. Yeah. That's amazing, you know. For a little station like you are.
Any little thing that we are here, you know.
To have Barbara Walters and Bill Donahue and some of these people on, I mean, he's never talked to Barbara Walters.
No. Barbara Walters wouldn't come within a 10-foot pole of Geraldo at this point.
No.
But we'll see how it all shakes out.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, we're not getting any further with this question than we got last time we did it. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. That's the question. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, we've got Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Big Candidates Night coming up on Thursday, 7:10 until 9 p.m. Now, remember, you can ask questions that night, starting at 7 p.m. by dialing 740-383-9944, and we'll be covering County Commissioner and Treasurer, not County Commissioner, City Council, see, I don't know where I am now, City Council and Treasurer races here in Marion. All right. Let's see if we can get another guest in here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I'll say end of the world.
End of the world. Oh, yeah, okay, what do we call end of the world?
What do we call the end of the world? What? The apocalypse. I can't say it.
You're close enough. The apocalypse. Absolutely. That is on the list at number...
That's what she's trying to tell me, but I can't pronounce it.
You got it. Apocalypse. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yes, the apocalypse was on the list at number 4. So now there's only one answer left on the list. 740-383-9944. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. We've got bad weather, an animal, zombies, the apocalypse, fire and smoke. Now, Alec Baldwin had an incident last week, and maybe we would say Lady Gaga, Britney Spears are these. What are these? There's your hint. 740-383-9944. Michael Jackson would have been one of these, I think. Britney Spears, Paris Hilton would be considered one of these. Alec Baldwin got into a little trouble last week. What are those? If you saw those outside, what would you call those? And maybe not want to let them come inside, that you would want to stay inside while they stay outside. That's the last guess here. We've got bad weather, animals, zombies, the apocalypse, and fire and smoke. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? It has to do with those type of people. Alec Baldwin, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Chris Brown, I think, would fall in this category. I'm sure there's somebody else that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head. Bill Cosby might be in this category at this point. Robert Blake might be in this category. Well, I don't think we're going to get it. So we're going to go to break and come back. Stay tuned.
Put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740